This is Mustangs Football from sfmsports.net.
Welcome back to the postgame show. We're joined now by Mustangs head coach Ed Hoddle. Coach, you've been, obviously in Misericordia's shoes starting your program. You let them hang around in the first half. How did you guys, pull away in the second half?
You know, we didn't have our A game today. I think that was, apparent. About the middle of the first quarter, when they had the ball, we just didn't play well. What they do offensively can be a little bit of a challenge. It's assignment football. It's something that our guys don't see on a weekly basis, and we, harped on them all week, and then, you expect it to come out and be a little bit faster than what you've practiced, and you expect to give up some yards early, but then crank things down a little bit. But, we were able to settle down at times, and then they adjusted, and then we'd have to adjust, and they do a nice job. So, for us, it's a big win, with our guys not having, our A game today.
It seemed like today Jeff Farah, very accurate, maybe his most accurate day of the season, take away the one interception. And he and Seth Jordan seem to really be building a chemistry in the second half of the season.
Yeah, that's exciting to watch, too. They're going to be around together for a long time, three more years. So it's exciting to see. It's exciting to see Jeff mastering the offense. There's a lot more stuff we want to put in, and he's obviously getting a handle on what we've got into this point. So it's exciting to watch, and I'm happy for Jeff. When we pulled him early in the year, I don't know if he believed me when I told him that we were doing that to settle him back down, let him find his rhythm again, and he's responded, very, very well to that.
How did you address the team after the game? It's a weird situation. It might be the last game for a whole lot of seniors, or they might get one more.
We're going to believe that we're going to get a game next week. 7-3 should get us in. So we all week we really haven't even talked about it being the last week. The expectation for us is to win 10 games, and this one was one that we wanted to obviously come up and win and put ourselves in a position to be in that bowl conversation. So until somebody tells me no, I'm planning on playing next week.
7-3, how good does that sound? I know you said you want to win 10, but that's more wins this season than the first three combined.
It's exciting. I'm happy for our seniors. The four-year guys and the fifth-year guys. The amount of work and the commitment that they've given to the program and to the university is outstanding, and I'm super excited for them. I don't know that it's sunk in yet for them where they are and what they've been able to accomplish this year. And I think as we hopefully prepare for next week, they don't think about it next week either, sometime after Thanksgiving, we can sit down and really assess what we've been able to accomplish.
As far as Stevenson football, it's obviously never an easy sell to sell a kid on a new program. Then it's a couple of win team and a couple of win team. How does this help the entire coaching staff, the entire program, now to go out there and try to find new players, new four-year guys with a 7-3 record?
It's a tremendous help. Early we were selling the dream, like you said. The days before the stadium, the days before locker rooms, days when we were over on Green Spring in the basement underneath the gym and practicing at 6 in the morning. It's come a long way, and recruits now can see us as hopefully a legitimate conference contender, somebody that can come in and be competitive in what I think is one of the best football conferences in the country. That coupled with the educational experience that they'll get at a place like Stevenson should be, I would think, very, very attractive.
Coach, what do you guys do now? Do you schedule practices? Do you go in a holding tank? I know you probably want to know what's going on in Delaware Valley Widener. It was 14-14 last time we checked. What's next for everybody involved?
Well, I'm going to get on the bus. I'm going to look at a lot of different scores and probably spend the three-hour bus ride figuring out scenarios, trying to figure out if I can get in the committee's head before the phone call tomorrow night. But right now, we don't have anything scheduled. But I could not have anything scheduled, and there's going to be 130 football players show up at 6 o'clock on Monday evening. So, we're going to wait, and we'll get the word out if we need to adjust the schedule accordingly.
Is there one, two, or three, or four teams you can think of that fans should be maybe checking the scores themselves and maybe rooting for some losses?
I would say the President's Athletic Conference would be, the Waynesburgs, Bethany's, the W&J game today. I think if I don't miss my guess,
right?
And that's an educated guess. So who to look for, I don't know. Geography plays a part in the whole selection process. So it could be anywhere from Salisbury to Morrisville, New York.
Uh-oh. Well, you know what we'll be rooting for next week. Well, Coach, thanks for coming up after the big win. Thanks for coming up all season. And hopefully we'll have a preview next week and another football game to talk about.
Outstanding. Thank you.
All right. That was Mustangs head coach Ed Hoddle finishing the regular season 7-3 and planning on having another one next week. Thanks again, Coach.
Thank you.